The Pinellas County School Board meeting last night was crowded with students being honored for their achievements, their proud parents holding cameras, and their teachers that helped them along the way. But the largest group at last night's meeting was the 50 or so teachers, dressed in dark colors to symbolize their frustrations with proposed pay cuts and closing schools. Kim Black is the president of the Pinellas Classroom Teachers Association and says that even Texas, another state with no income tax, didn't increase their property taxes to make up for salary cuts.
I knew that even while our own state was slaughtering public education, the leadership of Pinellas County Schools would once again rise to the occasion and say, "We are not going to take this anymore." Imagine my dismay when I heard that the budget proposal coming from our leadership reduced salaries across the board.
Pinellas County School Board members are having to cut $40 million for next school year, but Black says there are other ways than reducing or freezing salaries when nationally they are already low.
We are requesting a moratorium on training needs to occur for 1 year. Our teachers do not need a TDE and a substitute to leave their students for additional training. We also ask that you postpone class size reduction initiatives for 1 year using the flexibility given by the legislature. Additionally, is it really necessary to increase the transportation line of the budget during these times of financial hardship? We are also asking that you immediately return to a 4-day work week for the summer.
Riviera Middle School is one of the schools closing this year. Linda Raines is a guidance counselor there and says that teachers were told in August they would be placed in other county teaching positions. Now the school year is coming to a close, and 95% of their faculty has yet to be placed.
This is not a time for apathy. This is not a time for acceptance, like accepting pay cuts. This is a time for action.
One teacher from Riviera spoke at last night's meeting and says that after 24 years of teaching, job uncertainty is unacceptable.
At this time of the year, I normally know where I'm teaching. This is the first year I'm packing up boxes. I'm saying goodbye to my school, goodbye to my students, and goodbye to friends that I've had for 24 years, many of whom I will carry on with, but it's not the same.
School board member Janet Clark responded by saying that the school board has known about this closing for over a year, and that she was under the impression they had already been placed.
I just, as a one board member, I want to apologize to all of the teachers whose lives are on hold right now. I want to know when these teachers are going to have places. It's unfair.
Pamela Peters has been a teacher in Pinellas County since 1991, when she started at a salary of $37,000. Now, 17 years later, she has yet to break $40,000 and has serious doubts she will with the current budget situation. She says she and her fellow educators are struggling to make ends meet.
One of my friends that I work with lives with her sister to meet the cost of supporting herself and her diabetic son. She's in her late 30s. She's been working for 10 years. One friend can't afford his own car to drive to school, so he carpools with another person. This is a man close to 40 with two children, and he could definitely make more money in Texas.
Board Chairperson Nancy Bostock informed audience presenters that their concerns were not on the board agenda and there was no vote, so there would be little discussion made by the board at the meeting in regards to budget cuts until their workshop later that week. Board member Linda Lerner responded.
This will add the information that we take with us as we continue our ongoing budget discussions. Mrs. Lerner.
No, the board doesn't take action at a board meeting. They don't take action at a workshop either. And basically, in my board report, I will make comments about the process and about the last workshop and about the things you are suggesting during my board report.
However, board members did take time to discuss between themselves.
It just took you a full 5 minutes to ask us to extend the time for the workshop on Thursday. Yep, I did it in about 5 seconds.
Well, that's great, Mrs. Boss. I'm going to recommend that
I
actually...
I'm not finished. And now I'm taking my turn.
No, I'm not finished.
At the end of audience presentations, board member Janet Clark said she would go through her emails to find solution suggestions made by the public that could be discussed at the upcoming extended workshop.
Things have been thrown out, but I don't think we've had the opportunity to discuss all of those things and find things that we are wasting money on, you know, and we're not doing that.
Additional time has been scheduled for this Thursday's upcoming workshop, and an additional workshop may be scheduled as well. For more information or to contact board members, please visit www.pcsb.org. Reporting from Largo for WMNF, I'm Arielle Stevenson.